It's 8:45 and live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. And a real treat today, my guest with me. And very poignant. Right now, unemployment is at record lows. Seems like everybody has a job. And that creates the bad side of that is there's not enough talent, particularly technical talent, here in the Greater Omaha area. Well, the AIM Institute is working to do something about that. Tony Veland, Director of Member Services, joins me live. And, of course, Tony, I'm always remiss if I don't, when I introduce you, remind folks, because everybody says, Tony Veland, why I know that name? Of course you do, because he was a national championship-winning Cornhusker and NFL defensive back as well. Thank you for coming in today. It's good to see you.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
You bet. You've done very, very well at the game of football, and right now your challenge is in the game of recruiting IT technical people or helping develop them. Can you talk about how the AIM Institute does that?
Well, in essence, it's great that you bring us on here because a lot of people know us just for CareerLink. And CareerLink is a job board that we use to connect talent to some of the organizations out there that need it. But in essence, we're actually a multifaceted nonprofit that grows, connects, and inspires the tech talent community through career development and educational programs for both youth and adults. And basically what we're doing is we're trying to connect people to jobs so we help them start and advance their careers, but especially in tech.
Oh, very good. There's things that happen both at the local level, meaning here in Omaha, but it's really an organization that's across the entire state, right? With offices in Lincoln, Scotts Bluff. I think there's a mid Nebraska office as well.
We actually do touch the whole Silicon Prairie. So if you're thinking about that, it's kind of a play on Silicon Valley. But we do things in Nebraska, in Kansas, in Missouri, in Iowa. And so in essence, what we're trying to do is build awareness around the tech platform that is here in Omaha, but more in the Midwest region in general.
Oh, very good. Now, there's an event, November 15th, 5:30 at Founders 19, and it's the AIM Institute's annual Tech Celebration. What are we celebrating? What does that mean?
Well, in essence, the Tech Celebration is an annual event that recognizes technology leaders in this community for their contributions in this area. You know, it's a big event that we put on, and it plays a huge part in building awareness around what's going on in this community, but also to let people know we have some brilliant minds that are doing some great things in this city, and that needs to be recognized. And it also gives them an opportunity to basically network with each other, talk about the advancements that are going on, and also celebrate the achievements of themselves, their peers, and also the future generations.
Sure. Having been with AIM Institute in Omaha, how much work do you do or either do with or are able to dovetail on the work that's done by the Omaha Chamber of Commerce, the State of Nebraska Chamber of Commerce, bringing businesses here and helping build this entire community? There's kind of a hand-in-hand that happens here, isn't there?
Well, there is. We're doing a lot with a lot of those organizations, the Chamber being one of those that's very integral. Because if you think about it, technology touches pretty much every industry. And if you're thinking about the advancements in software and applications and artificial intelligence, virtual reality, all of these things are creating new career tracks much faster than we can source them. You know, unfortunately, Omaha is facing an increasing shortage of tech talent here, and we're doing our best to basically reverse that trend because, unfortunately, that has a negative impact on the economy. So we're doing our best to reverse that trend, but at the same time, build a community where diverse tech talent can actually see a future here. And the events like Tech Celebration play a major role in addressing this.
Sure, because in addition to trying to recruit people to come to Omaha, mm-hmm. There's also programs at the AIM Institute that develop local talent. And
exactly.
I think that's real important as well, the opportunity
exactly.
for diverse folks to have an opportunity that they might not have had otherwise.
Exactly. And that's really key in what we're doing because if you're trying to build that talent pipeline, there's going to be three ways you can do it. You've got to attract talent from other places, you've got to have people change careers, or you have to grow it organically. And having events like this allow us to raise funds so that we can continue our youth programming, which is free education that we provide to kids within the community to provide that opportunity to actually build that future pipeline. So again, Tech Celebration plays a major role of that along with the other events that we do as well.
You've been involved with the Teammates organization.
Of course.
And then the mentoring that goes on there. Not a stretch to say that some of that youth education that happens from the AIM Institute mm-hmm. is kind of an extension of that mentoring that goes on, isn't it?
Well, actually it is. You know, the human component that we have with here is key. It's one thing to get people involved in programs, but if you don't have individuals that really care and are consistent in following some of these kids through these programs to get them through high school, to get them through college, and then we use CareerLink to connect them with some of this talent. It plays a major role. And anybody that's known me knows that I've always been about community outreach. So to make this move from finance to this role where everything I do benefits community is near and dear to my heart.
Sounds like good stuff here. AIMInstitute.org is the website. You can find out more information about the AIM Institute's annual tech celebration, honoring outstanding achievements in tech and recognizing those folks who have had a profound impact on that. That event is on the 15th at 5:30 at Founders 19. Tony Veland, Director of Member Services for AIM Institute, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks, Mark.
Do appreciate it. Everybody drive safe out there. Snow is falling. Morning Edition continues right now.